Parkinson's affects just over 3,500 people in Northern Ireland and over 145,000 UK-wide. It is a degenerative disease that has around 40 symptoms and often devastates lives. I've been speaking to the broadcaster and journalist Claire McCollum about her dad, Sam, who was diagnosed almost 10 years ago.
Dad is a wonderful guy. He's always been a man of moderation, very funny, very intelligent. The Parkinson's has taken away some things, but as I was saying to my mum earlier before I came in to do this, Dad is all still in there. It's just with the Parkinson's, the messages sometimes find it difficult to get out. But he's great crack. He doesn't say a great deal, but what he does say definitely matters, and we all listen to Dad. The children love him. We all love him. We're a very close family, and Mum and Dad are a wonderful team, a good old-fashioned husband and wife who've given my sister and I everything, and are a wonderful example to us, you know.
I'm going to ask a very rude question.
And
that is...
Wasn't expecting that.
What, on this show, really? What age is your dad?
Dad's 77.
And at what point did you or the family or himself start to notice there was something not quite right?
Well, I guess he had a heart attack just whenever I was pregnant with my second child, Rosa. So that was 10 years ago. And shortly after that, the diagnosis came through. Now, I don't think they're linked, but he just didn't feel like himself, I guess. So he's been living with Parkinson's for the last 9-10 years, really, and it's a progressive degenerative condition, neurological condition, and it is progressing. At the start it wasn't so bad, he was still able to drive and all the rest of it, but he made the decision a number of years back to not drive, very sensibly, and I was glad he was able to make the decision rather than the decision being made for him, you know.
Because obviously this can manifest itself in a variety of ways, from affecting your speech to your gait, how you walk.
Absolutely.
And then there's the tremors that a lot of people will associate. But,
yeah.
But it's a very slow process then. Thankfully, I guess,
yes.
When it comes to something that's degenerative, it's not, you know, but it does get slowly more difficult. How hard is it for you and the rest of the family, your dad, who you clearly love to bits and rightly so, and you just know that he's not well, and unlike a lot of illnesses, it's not something that will ever get better?
It is hard, and it has been hard, but as I say, we have a wonderful family. My sister lives in England, but she's on the phone every day and she comes home as much as she can. She's a nurse, so she's a wonderful sport from the medical side of things. My mum is amazing and an absolute example of a lady, a devoted wife.
What's your dad's first name?
Sam.
And your mum?
Margaret.
Margaret, I think, because I'll be told off by my own mother.
Absolutely, yes.
Let's make it by their name. So Margaret, obviously, you know, I'm sure it must be tough for her, and it's a part of it is putting on a face of things are good and okay because she doesn't want to upset him further.
Sure. They're a team. It's, you know, we could say it would be much better if Dad didn't have Parkinson's, absolutely. But he has it, and I think we're just very grateful that he's here and he's doing as well as he is, and he has my mum. And do you know what? Dad is a wonderful support to my mum as well. It works both ways. Yes, it is hard, but it's like any condition.
Yeah.
Families, there's nobody in this earth untouched by something, some sadness, some difficulty, some challenge in their life. And we're lucky that we surround each other and look after each other, and the children are very understanding. My husband's wonderful. The neighbours are wonderful. He's had wonderful, can I say wonderful anymore? He's had wonderful attention from the medical staff, from the GP through to the consultant, through to the Parkinson's nurse, through to the physio, and the Parkinson's UK support groups have been a real help as well. So we're not alone, and yes, it's hard, but who doesn't have a challenge?
And is it something that he always wanted to tell everyone about? Because I know sometimes when people are diagnosed with something like Parkinson's, which you could miss it initially if it's someone that's in the early stages of it. And sometimes then people mistake it for other things like, you know, you've had a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
But did he always want to make everyone aware at the start, or did he ever try to hide it?
I don't think it was a case of hiding it. We were just dealing with it. And if anybody asked, we would say he's had it now for 9 years. He maybe had it longer than that, but from diagnosis, 9-10 years. And just recently I've been able to talk about it because I'd be very emotional about my dad and the condition. You know, he's a special person in my life.
It must be very frustrating, though, because you can see the dad you love. He's still totally there, 100%, but there's these certain blockades now. So how do you stop yourself from getting upset or frustrated for him when you're with him?
Do you know what? I'm at my calmest whenever I'm around my dad.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because he's so calm and he carries his Parkinson's amazingly well. And he gets us through it.
Yeah.
So there have been times when I've been upset, absolutely. But, you know, that's okay. We're all human and it's normal. It'd be different if I wasn't affected by it, to be honest. It'd be awful. So, yeah, you just deal with it and you have to go with it. I've always been an emotional person anyway. So, you know, it's no surprise that I shed a tear now and again, but that doesn't make me a bad person.
Not at all. It just makes you human, I think. One of the other challenges that people with Parkinson's face is medication, because, as you said, it's very much tailored to specific people when it comes to your symptoms. But when it also comes to treating it, it can be like a testing thing to try and get it right. How difficult was that for your dad?
Yeah, I mean, you're given the medication initially, and then with it being a progressive degenerative condition, the medication then naturally has to be tweaked. So you'll go along for a period and it'll be good. You'll be in a good place, in a good routine. And then things will change. The disease will move on and the medication will have to be tweaked. And that's just something you have to deal with. It's just part of it, like many conditions. But he is getting the very best of care and support from the NHS and my mum.
What about life kind of adaptations for your dad? You mentioned the car and that he doesn't drive now, but what other things has he had to do just to keep going and maybe change things slightly around Parkinson's?
Well, routine is very, very important with Parkinson's. If dad's in his comfort zone, in a place that's very familiar, doing, you know, the same things, then he is at his best. There was a period recently where his medication was slightly knocked off and he had to spend a period in hospital. The hospital staff were absolutely wonderful, but that was a very unfamiliar place for dad. Different staff, changing shifts, not familiar people, obviously.
Yeah.
So he was very, you know, knocked off, I would say, slightly confused about the whole situation. But the minute that medically they got him back to where he should have been, and the minute he landed at home, the first night back at home and had tea at the kitchen table with mum, he was back. He was back and his recovery was even quicker from then. So as long as he is in his comfort zone,
yeah,
that is the adaptation we need. The only adaptation we need at this stage. But I know there will be changes down the line. But we'll face those whenever we come to them.
Yeah, I think it is generally something that people are diagnosed with a little bit older.
Yes, although there are, you know, some people a lot younger than dad can be diagnosed.
Well, Michael J. Fox, for example,
exactly, yes.
Very famous actor, Back to the Future and all of that kind of stuff. And he was very young when he was diagnosed. I think one of the concerns, regardless of what age, but maybe more emphasis with the younger, is that when you're diagnosed with something like Parkinson's, you're almost on the shelf. You know, they maybe feel that, you know, because it's degenerative and you can treat it but you can't cure it, it's like, well, what worth am I now? So I think one of the really important things is to for them to realise just how vital they are. Like, I can see when you talk about your dad, your face totally lights up and your eyes are dancing, and clearly, you know, he's such a vital part of your family, and that's must be tough for some people that have to grapple with that, either the people that are suffering or the families.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, my eyes do light up when I talk about dad, and that would be Parkinson's or no Parkinson's. He's still, yeah, Sam McCollum.
You're
at
maybe,
the end of the day.
You're maybe a little bit more protective of him, and a little bit more, that's my dad.
Yes. Oh, no, I am very protective,
because
absolutely.
But because he's having to fight this, You know.
I mean, listen, I'm sort of always, I've always said I was the son my dad never had. Dad built and flew model aeroplanes, very skilled craftsman. He actually flew for charity, one of his own model aeroplanes across Belfast Lough. And the skill involved in that, you know, he was on a boat with a remote control flying this aeroplane that could have gone down into Belfast Lough at any point. But he was so skilled. And I know those skills are there, but they're just not getting out now. So I am very proud of him and very blessed to have wonderful parents.
You've mentioned one of them there, but have you got a favourite story about your dad that kind of sums up the kind of man that he is?
Oh, so many stories. Dad is, he's just a wonderful guy who, you listen, his head will be swelling and I think he'd be secretly pleased he'd been talked about so much, to be honest. But I just admire him as a man, him as a husband, as a father. Mm. He's just a good guy.
Was he a strict dad when you were younger?
No, absolutely not. Dad, if he was ever cross, he would have got quiet. The odd time, he just would have gone quiet, and you knew, you know, that was nearly much more effective than any shout. There was never shouting in our house. There's plenty now in my own house, but no, never any shouting in our house. He was just he wasn't strict. He was firm but fair. You know, couldn't have asked for better. Both of them. You know?
He is definitely. He's primed you before you come in here, just to make sure. Just finally, you know, we talk about illnesses, whatever it might be, everything from cancer to heart disease. And I think it's always really important that we don't forget about the people behind the stats, you know, when we talk about pressures on the health service and all of that. What is the hardest thing for you as a family and your dad about this? Because a lot of people would look at it as being very unfair. It's not a broken leg. It's not something you can really fix. And you kind of think, well, why did this have to come to our doorstep? So what's the hardest thing about processing all that?
Do you know, I've never said, why did it come to our doorstep? It has come and we have to deal with it. And as I say, we're very blessed that both my parents are still here and doing so well. And that's why I am supporting Parkinson's UK for two very important upcoming events. One of them is the Causeway Coastal Challenge on the 8th of September. You can walk, run, or, I don't know, crawl 12, 18 or a full marathon, 26 miles across the stunning Causeway Coast to raise money for Parkinson's UK, who do so much work to support people living with Parkinson's, to support the carers, the family surrounding them, and also to aim for that ultimate goal, a cure for Parkinson's. That's why we do this. And I'm delighted. I feel now that I'm able to do something really positive to help other people and to help other people understand what it's like to live with Parkinson's. It is horrible. It is not nice. But I understand everybody has something. There's a lot of horrible conditions, but I would love to help raise the profile of this charity who do wonderful work. The second event that I'm supporting, I'm actually hosting, which I'm quite glad about, means I don't have to dance, is the Parkinson's Does Strictly, the first ever one, and it's on the 2nd of November later this year, and we're looking for people to take part. So Vinny, if you're partial to wearing sequins and fake tan, you'd be more than welcome to joining us.
There's a partial truth in some of what you said. Yes, I think I could possibly be persuaded.
And obviously, if anybody wants to come, check out the website parkinsonsuk.org, and we'd love to see you. It would mean the world to me to have so much support and give something back to the people who've supported Mum and Dad at various groups. They go to one group in particular at Ballyclare Leisure Centre, the 6 Mile Leisure Centre, which is an exercise class, because one thing I haven't mentioned, exercise, movement is so important. Sport, I've worked in sport, you know, during my career a lot. And as you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you are exercising, it's going to remind your muscles that they can do what they can do. And so, yes, they've had wonderful support through them and a wonderful group in the Newton Abbey Parkinson's UK group as well, run by the wonderful Brennan family. They've been a wonderful support, not only for my dad, but for my mum as well. And for me to know that they are receiving this care through these various groups is a wonderful comfort to me.
Claire, it has been a real delight to talk to you this morning, and I wish you all the best, and you have to say hello to Sam and Margaret for me.
I absolutely will. They'll be delighted to hear from you as well, Vinny.
They sound like a couple of legends.
They are. In fact, maybe they should have been doing this, to be honest.
Claire, thank you.
I want to give you the Parkinson's UK helpline number as well. It's 0808 800 0303. That's 0808 800 0303. It's